You were holding that paid dollar or manalaf on top. Just last Gemara, the Shaila was, again, that our Mishnah said that the Shtei HaLechem and the Yomer could only come from Tfuah that's grown in Eretz Yisrael and from Tfuah Chadosha, not from Yoshim. And then the Gemara brought down that the Machlekes Tanoim, that there is a Tana that says no, that both the Yomer and the Shtei HaLechem, even if it's brought from Yoshim, from last year's Tfuah, still Yoyotza. The last question was, I, it says the word Rashis. The Gemara says that was only the mitzvah. It says tziv chadosha, which is mashman minchat chadosha, that the shtei lechem has to be from the new crop, the first one. The Gemara says no. Or miboyle l'kratanya, like we learned, that Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Kiva Omru, that shtei halechem haboyis min ha-yoshin sheris, that if you bring the shtei lechem from the wheat of last year's crop, still yiyotzit kosho. If so, omani mekayim chadosha, what do we do with the word Arit says, Mincha Chadosh, the mashmas for the new crop? It just means to say, Shetei Chadosh lechol ha-menachas, that you're not allowed to use the new crop to make a mincha on the Mizbeach until first you bring the Shtei HaLechem. And if not, the Shtei HaLechem itself could be brought from last year's crop. But the new year's crop, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach for a mincha until after you bring the Shtei HaLechem. That's what this time argues in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Ad kam le-pligi ala b'chodesh. It's only a machlekes when the Mishnah says that it has to be from Chodesh. So this time in the Gemara is not like that. That the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, could be brought from last year's crop. Now let's hop at the Gemara. Daf Pei Daled says, "Aval Ba'aretz Le'Pligi." But there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees that the Tfuah for the Omer and the Shtei Lechem has to be grown in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, "Aval Ba'aretz Le'Pligi." The Omer Shtei Lechem Eretz in Mechutz Lo'etz Le'. It has to come from Eretz Yisrael, not from Chutz Lo'etz. The Gemara says, the Churam, come on, who does our Mishnah go like? The Churam, the Loi, Kiyai, Tana, sound like this, Tana. The Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yudu, Oimer. Oimer, born the Chutz Loretz. He also knows that the Oimer, the barley that's brought for the Oimer, could come even from Chutz Loretz. If so, Omani, Mekayim, what do I do with the passage that says, Ki Savoyu, Loretz, Mashmer, it only has to be from Paris that were grown in Eretz Yisrael, from the barley in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, no, he holds, the Yaisi holds, Shlein Yischaivu b'Yomer, Kredim Shenichnus L'Oretz. Just means to say that before Christ came into Eretz Yisrael, he were not Mechuiv in the Mitzvah of Yomer. But once they came in, Enoch and Ami, now it's called the Mitzvah of Yomer, and he could bring the Yomer even from Paris, even from Tfuah that was grown in Chutz L'Oretz. Uksava, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yudah holds, that Chodesh v'chutz loretz d'araisi, that there's an issa not to eat the new crop, even the chutz loretz, before you bring the Yomer. Therefore, like the Yomer is being matter the tfuah even in their chutz loretz, therefore Yod, you could bring the tfuah from chutz loretz for the Yomer. The Yachsev Kasidash in the Pesach says, Mimosh v'seichem, where you're dwelling, where you're living, meaning to say, Kol mokom shatem yesh v'mashma, any place that you're living, even the chutz loretz, there is the issa Chodesh, you're not allowed to eat from the crops, from the new tfuah, before you bring the Yomer. I, the Chisavo, what does the pasuk mean to say, Chisavo, Yvalor, it says, Mashmasoni, Chai, Venerat, Yisrael? The Yoz, that means to say, Zman, Bihi. Means to say that once they came into Eretz Yisrael, then the Mechuiv in Chodesh, any place, even the Chutzlot, is a Nisa Chodesh. So then he could bring the barley from Chutzlot for the Yomer. Now, the Echiva and the Yeraisi, since there's an Issa Chodesh and Chutzlot in the Yeraisi, according to Rabbi Yaisi, so Nechnami, Akruvin, Nami, Makruvin, you're allowed to use those barley that was grown in Chutzlot, you're allowed to use it for the Omer. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosom, we learned over there, Gemara in Shkolim, that Shemre Savichin Bashvias. In other words, on Shemitah, the seventh year, they had to bring the Korban Omer also. You have to watch the barley. Because on Shemitah we know all the tfuah is like Hefka. So anybody could come and take it and use up the barley. Maybe there won't be any left to bring the Yomer. Therefore that Hegdish like the Gizbar had appoint a Shomer, a watchman, to watch the Tzvichim. It means the things that grow up by itself that you're allowed to use. Now you're not allowed to plant on Shemitah. For it grows by itself, that's what we're allowed to use. So the Tzvichim means the tfuah that grows up by itself. So you used to have a watchman to watch it on Shvi'is. In order they should be left over to be able to use it for the Yomer. So Loch was Neutland Chom and Trumas Aleshcha. He used to get paid from the Trumas Aleshcha. They would take out money from the Trumas Aleshcha. And that's the way he would get paid. Now, Romi lay Romi Bachomo. So Romi Bachomo asked the question of Rav Chizda. Tanan, it says this halacha, that Shem Reis Tzvichim Bashriyas, Notlin Skor Meshumas Alishkom, the Mashmuat, you were able to bring the Korban O'imer, the Minchas O'imer, from the Tfua, from the barley that was grown on Shemitah, even though it has Kedusha Shviyas on it, and the O'imer, we know you have to burn, he has to burn it. If so, the Gemara has a minute, we have a question. The Pasuk says, Li Ochlo, that Peris Shemitah that has a Kedusha Shviyas on it, the din is Lochli, we're supposed to eat it, but Valerla Sreif, you're not allowed to burn it. If so, how could we be Makri of the Kaimitz? How could we take a Kemitzah out of the Omer and burn the Kemitzah? Lechur, you're burning Tfuah with Kedusha Shviyas on it, and it's also to burn it. So Amalei, he answered back simple, listen, Rachman Amalechur, the Torah says, that Omer means Ladera Seichem, that you have to bring the Omer every single year. If so, when it comes out on Shemitah, there's a Gezeras HaKosiv, you have to bring the Omer this year. So what din avad, you're allowed to burn the Kemitzah also. The Yatamat, and you want to ask, like you're telling me, Tibotel, says Tibotel, means that on Shemitah you should not bring the Omer, how could that be? All my life I said back to him, I said, no, Omi Kamina no, Tivotel. Did I mean to ask you that you should be mabato, not bring the Omer and Shemitah? No, that's not what I meant. What I meant to say, rather, was, why don't you bring from last year's crop? That's on Shemitah, bring from the barley that was grown last year before Shemitah, so it has no Kedusha Shviyas on it, and therefore there'll be no issue in burning it. Samar says, no, Vinan Carmel Veleka. You have to use for the Omer fresh crop. Carmel means it has to be fresh. The Shas Ksir, it has to be fresh. So last year's crop is not fresh anymore. Samara says still, for Laisi Mikamel Dishtaka, it doesn't mean there is, as long as it was cut off fresh, even though it's not fresh now. So last year, when you cut off the fresh Tfuah, then it was caramel. So maybe it's still called caramel now, that you could use it this year. You could use last year's crop this year now for the Yaina. So do it this way in order not to have to burn a Tfuah with Kedusha Shviyas on it. Samara says, no, Omakra, the Pasuk says, Carmel Takriv, meaning to say, Be'inan Carmel, B'shah Sakrova, that at the time when you be Makriv, the Yomer itself, right now, has to be a Ktsira of Carmel, you have to cut off fresh barley. So the kids, you can't use last year's barley, but you have to use this year of Kedusha Shviyas, and the Hechrach, it's Xeras Akosiv, that you're allowed to burn the Kemitzah of the Minchasayna. It's Asyudashans of Carmel Takuv, Bina Carmel, B'Shah Sakrova, V'lek, here you don't have it. If they learn like this, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Carmel Takuv, yes, like we just said, it has to be Carmel fresh, B'Shah should be Makavit. Right now, when you're cutting it off, it has to be cut off from this year's Tfuah. You cannot use last year's Tfuah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Reishis Ketzircho, means Reishis Ketzircho, V'lek says Ketzircho. Let us say another mokum, like another mokum. How do we know to say that the oimer has to be bought from fresh crop, this year's crop? Because it says, the reishas ketzir chamam rechmona. To the shah savon, the heavy reishas ketzir, this should be the beginning of this year's cutting and not last year's cutting. These are two different ways to learn out that the oimer has to be brought from chodesh to new crop. Moisiv rabba. So Rabbi asked a question like this. The Pasuk says, v'im takriv minchas bikurim. If you bring a minchas bikurim, so what is this pasuk talking about? The minchas saimer across the medavis. This pasuk is talking about the mincha that's brought on the second day of Pesach, the minchas saimer. Now, meichin he brought, from which type of tfuah do you use for it? Minasarim, it comes from barley. And how do we know this? How do we know the minchas saimer has to come medavka from barley? Someone says, I'll tell you, tell him, minasarim from barley. Oh, yeah, maybe not that way. Elimina chitim, maybe it comes from chitim. Someone says, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Rabbi Lezer, like this. Nemar Ovi b'Mitzrayim, Nemar Ovi l'Deris, it says Ovi b'Mitzrayim, and it says Ovi l'Deris by the Omer. The Pasuk says that Ki Aserv Ovi, it was fresh, is so, Ma Ovi b'Mitzrayim Serim, just like over there so clearly, Ki Aserv Ovi, the Serim, was fresh, is af oviv omer l'deris. That's what it says to bring the mincha sayim. It says Lashon of oviv. Also, ein abu elam in aserim. It only comes from barley. This is how we know the mincha sayimer comes from barley and not from wheat. Rabbi Akiva Raim of Akiva says like this. Motzim, we find Yochid she may be chavosa min achitim, that a private person could bring his mincha from chitim, or maybe chavosa min asarim. Sometimes he brings his chayva min asarim, or saita has to bring it from Bali. Now the yaftzib is also maybe chavosa min achitim, or maybe chavosa min asarim. Most times the chayva is from wheat, but sometimes it's from Bali. Now where do you have Bali for chayva? In ma'atayim min achitim, if you tell me now the oimer, also comes from wheat. If so, when the tzino tziba should maybe chavosa min asarim, whenever find a tziba, it has to bring its bali, has to bring a chayva from Bali. So that's how I know to say that aimer, this chayva min chasiba comes from Bali. Dovrach, another pshat is like this: Yematoim, if you tell me aimer bo min achitim derim, it comes from wheat. If so, ein shtei alechem bikurim, it's not going to come out that the shtei alechem that's brought on shuas is bikurim, because you already brought the new crop for the Omer. So, what do you see here? That's how we learn out that Omer has to be from Bali, and therefore the Bikurim, the first crop of wheat, is brought for the Shtei Lechem. You see what? It's a loch in Bikurim. But how do we know, like, the Shtei Lechem is called from the new crop? Because it says Lashon of Bikurim. It's so Tiyufta Tzakashan of Yechanan. The Yochan learns it out from the word karmel takruv, and here in the brightest mashna, how do we know to say that the shtei lechem and the wood in the omer has to come from the fresh crop? Because it says lashna bikurim, and Rashi says this like Reb Leza and not like Reb Yochanan. Now the Gemara says Tanan, Hosim learned over there that ein mevi'im bikurim chutz mishivas haminim. We only bring bikurim from the special shivas haminim that grow in Eretz Yisrael. Now, v'loy mitzmor, but we cannot bring bikurim from tomorrow, from dates, shebahorim, that grows in the mountains. So Rashi says, even though it's from the shivas haminim, but still it's not a choshiva tomorrow. It's weak, it's kachushim, it's not minamubchar, you cannot bring it from bikurim. And the same thing, v'loy miperish shebamokim, you cannot bring it from fruits that grow in the valley, also that kachush. So you can't bring it from bikurim. Now, Oma Ula says, in Hevila Kiddush, you know, if you bring these pears for a bikurim, it's not kodesh, it has no din bikurim of these pears. Even the kuva, it has no din of bikurim. Yosef Rabba sat down. The kol malo lashmait, he said over this halacha. Say, Tzvei Ravacha Barabba the Rabba. Ravacha Barabba asked the question to Rabba. It says in the posik, Korban Reshis, that the chutz mash was going on the shtei lechem. Afagav Rashi said the chtibi bikurim. So it says what korban reishis means that the shtei lechem should be the first mincha brought on the mizbeach from the new wheat. The same thing the pasuk says v'yakrivchem mincha chadash l'Hashem meshuras eichem, that you should bring a new mincha, meaning the shtei lechem on shuas is called a new mincha. Now ein liyela chadash shachitim, this is only called the new a crop of the wheat, like the first new wheat to be brought on the Mizbeach should be the Shtei Lechem that comes from wheat. Chadosh Yosel Sarim Minan, how do we know the same thing, that the first Mincha to be brought from Bali should be the Omer? Talmud the Pasuk says, Chadosh Chadosh, it says next term the word Chadosh. So in Meinu Inyan Lechadosh Shachitim, if we do not need it for the Mincha of Chitim, to the Inyan Lechadosh Yosel Sarim, come to tell us that the mincha of Sarim, the Omer, that also comes from the new crop. Now, minayin, how do I know to say, shetei kodemus le bikurim, that the season comes before you bring bikurim, that the shtei lechem of Omer comes before we bring bikurim? How do we know this? Talmud Omer, the Pasuk says, v'chag shavuos, tase lecho, bikure ketzir chitim, that what you bring on shavuos, that's called the bikurim, that's called the first crop, the first cutting off of the wheat. That's you to be brought to the base of Midrash, that should be brought on the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos. And after then, you first start bringing the real Bikurim. Now, V'yein li'yela Bikurei Ketzir Chitim. I don't know if this goes like on the wheat. Ketzir Sarim, and I don't know the same thing applies to Bali. Tam Lema, the Pasuk says, V'chag HaKetzir Bikurei Masecha Ashatiz V'basoda. What you planted in the field. So Rashi says the Pasuk is mashmir, this is the Chag Shavuos, is the Kurim Masecha Shatiz Rebasodah, mashma from anything that was planted in the field. Anything. The bikurim of it is the shtehalechem. And so mashma, even barley also, is not brought for bikurim before you bring the shtehalechem. Now, the yen li yelishatizra, only things that you planted, you cannot bring for bikurim before you bring the shtehalechem. But olu melem, how do we know to say things that grow by itself? Minayin, even these things also you cannot bring before the shtehalechem. Tamrem, the pasuk says basoda, mashma, anything in the field, even what grows by itself. And furthermore, the yen li yelibasod, the things that grow in the field itself, even by itself. But minayin the rabbis, how do we know to include also shebegag, the pears that grow on your roof, or else shebechuba, that grows in the haunted place, or else shebeotzitz, in a flower pot, or else shebesvina, things that grow on a ship. But also from those pears you should not bring bikurim before you bring a shtelechem. Talmudim, the prophet teaches us and says, bikure kol asher biyatzam, that the bikurim, the first thing to be brought, has to be the shtelechem. Halechem, and nothing else could be brought from Asher from Eretz Yisrael before you bring a shtelechem. Mashma, even for things that grows this Serena, still you cannot bring them for Bikurim before you bring a shtelechem. Now, Minayin, how do we know to say Shetekademus and Nesachim? That who are din, the shtelechem is even before you bring the Nesachim, the new crop for Nesachim, or else the Peris Elam. Rashi says, mean to say Shloyovi Nesachim. Minachodesh, when a new crop will be kurim miperes tomorrow, and v'zeisim kodesh m'shtei lechem. How do we know this? So ne'amakan bikurim asecho. The ne'amal halal says over there bi'ospechos ma'asecho minasoda. That ma'alahalon nisachim miperes ilan. Is afkan here also talking about even the nisachim miperes ilan? And also these things cannot come be brought on the mizbeach before you bring the shtei lechem. The kids, this is the lima that the first thing that's brought on the Mizbeach on the new crop is the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. And after that, you can first start bringing Bikurim. But I call upon him, what did we learn over here? Ketanim Mir, what did we learn over here? That Shebegag, the Shebechurba, the Shebeotzes, the Shebesvina. That what that these parents cannot be brought to Bikurim before you bring the Shtei Alechem. But Mashma, after you bring the Shtei Alechem, after Shavuos, then you could bring parents for Bikurim that are grown in a Svino or Nechurbo or Shabbatitz. So it's not like Ula said before, that the parents that grow Shabbahorim or the Shabbamokim, it's not Chal Bikurim at all, because they're not good quality. So these parents that grow in a ship is also not called good quality. And here we see he could bring it for Bikurim. Smir says, no, I'll tell you, say for Nosim Lemonochus. It means to say, if you want to use this wheat for a Mincha, you cannot use the wheat that grows in a Svino, Shabbagag, or Shabbatitz before you bring the Shtei Lechem. Then Echnami, to use this wheat for Bikurim, Pshiti Kanat, not Min Amuvchor. But for Menachas, it's kosher, just Kamash Ruan, you have to first bring the Shtei Lechem. Mas, give law, Ravada, Baravo, Yochi, if so. Haino, Dichsid, that's what the Pasuk says, Kol Toyer, Bevaisecho, Yochel, Oysoi, Mashra, anybody in your house can eat from it. Now, Vi Mincha, if we're talking about a Mincha, you tell him you're talking about a Mincha, the Zichre Kunhu, the Mesachlin. A mincha is a loch of Kodesh Kodoshim. It could only be eaten by a male kayin, not by Kol Tor Beveisecho. So if Mash, we're talking about Bikurim. So when it says, Oma Rav Meshar Shiyo Shrei Kroiksev. And I'm going to tell you, there are two psukim here. One pasuk says, L'cho Yiyah, Mashma to be to you, whatever you want, I'll speak to you. In other words, to you means the kayin, that has to go into the kayin. Another pasuk says, Kol Tor Beveisecho Yechulis, anybody that's storing your house, eat from it. Okay, so how does it come out? Can the Bikurim. By Bikurim, true, you're supposed to give it to a Kohen. But the Kohen can let anybody in his house that's Torah eat from it. Can the Menachas. But Menachas only goes to Zichre Kuna. Ravashi Yoma Kula Bimenachas. Don't think it's talking about Menachas. The safe with the Kuros of Lachme Toida. It's talking about Lachme Toida. Lachme Toida, that's Necho by the Bailim. That's called Kol Tor Bevetecho. Now the Gemara says, the Plukta is talking about Machlokes, that Rabbi Yechon Omar in Hevila Kiddush, if you bring Bikurim from these type of parents before the Khushim of Ramokim or Shabharim, it's like an Atchal Bikurim at all, in Hevila Kiddush, that we had before from Ula. However, Rosh Lakish Shomer Noam in Hevi Kodesh, that B'dievet, if you bring these parents for Bikurim, it's Chal, Nasa Kochus B'Kodshim, It's just like you bring a korban, a shvachar, a weak kayin, a weak behemah, that l'maisa still has chal the kedusha on the behemah. So when it says bishleim or resh lotish kediyam atayim, it says a good reasoning that l'maisa you bring it to bikurim, it's chal kedusha on it, even though it's kachusha. L'chachilu maybe you shouldn't have done it, but now that you did it, it's just like a korban, it's chal the kedusha on it. Elo Reb Yechon my time. What's Reb Yechon's reason? So we're into Zom Reb Loza that Reb Yechon chazoi bechaloyim milsa malisa. That if Yechon like saw in his dream a good reason, and Amina said like this, Amakor the Pesuk says, May Rashis, you could bring Bikurim from the first crops, but Mashma Veloy Kol Rashis, not all the first crops, certain ones you cannot bring, these Khushim, the bad crop you cannot bring for Bikurim. Then it says, Meyarzacho Veloy Kol Arzacho, from your land, but not any place in your land, only from the Mufchar, from the special places, which Shleiman Amufchi cannot bring. That's Reb Yechonin's Pshat. Now, Resh Lakish, what does he do with this Pesuk? Hayasachom ayobed le, mi bodo lekatan lek velant. Rabbi Gamliel bar Rabbi Yoynerim, nema kaner, says the word Eretz here, v'nema lal meret, mal alen shvach Eretz, talking about the shvach of Eretz Yisrael, av kvan shvach Eretz, talking about the shvach, the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, d'ayinu peris, hein mishubochin mishar peris, is av kan emevim bikur nela min ha-mishubach means from the Sayyiminim. But then, Chalami, any place or any type you could bring. Vidach, the most word of Yechon do with this. May Eretz. It says the word May Eretz. Vidach, Eretz, May Eretz, the master doesn't make this for Joshua. Tony Chod is going like this. Shebegag, Peretz, the grow on your roof, for Shebechurba, in your back, in a bed place, for Shebotzis, in the flower pot, for Shebesvina. Maybe because you bring Bikurim from these type of Peretz, you may be, and you're also Kareya the Pasha. The Tanya, another price that says, no, maybe be any Kareya. You bring it, but you're not Kareya. But Mashmah according to both of them, though, but it has a lock of Bikurim. So this Shleim of the Resh Lakish just says, yes, it's Chal Kedushas Bikurim on these type of crops, on these type of Tfuim. I, of course, see in one place Mashmah, you are Kareya, one place Mashmah, you're not Kareya. So Gag, Agalag, Lakasha. Ho, Begag, Demoro, Ho, Begag, Debayis. One is the roof on top of a cave, and one is the roof of your house. But Gag b'moro means on the cave, that's called Kakarka. So therefore, Lach would be is made of the Kaira. By shanking the Gag on top of your roof, that's not called Kakarka. So therefore, you can only be maybe, but you cannot be Kareya. You can only be Kareya the Pasha Bikurim, if it causes me out to things that grow on the ground itself. So that'll be a teretz on Gag and Gag. But Nikra Adin Bikurim could be half from these type of Tfua. Now, Chuba Chuba also Lakasha. Kan b'churba avudu, we worked in it, and therefore it's called miyatzecho. Kan b'yachurba shein avudu, you never worked on it, therefore it's not called miyatzecho. Otzit otzit, also lekasha. Kan b'nekuv, if the flower pot has a hole in it, it gets unique from the character, it's called oritz. It's called miyatzecho, you are maybe the kareya. Kan b'shein of the kuv, when it says you're not kareya, you can't say the pasha, it's talking about the bikurim that grew in a flower pot that has no hole in it. That's not called miyatzecho. And Svina Svinosa Lakasha, that he can't be Svina Shalit, can't be Svina Shacharis. One is talking about that the ship was made out of eights, and therefore it's called a hefstick, it's not called Yenik Minakarak, it's not called Miyatzacha. But the one that's grown from Charis, made out of Charis, then it's called Mezi Vakera, Mishum the Shalariti, it's made out of ground, it's made out of clay, therefore you would be Mezi Vakereya. So according to Resh Lakish is good. But the one Daf Tehei says though, Elul Rabbi Yechonon Kasha, according to Yechonon is a Kasha. He says, no, from these type of terrorists, you cannot bring Bikurim altogether. The more answer is Tanoi Nechonami, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with the Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya will learn, Shebegag, Shebechurba, Mezi Vikarei, Enechonami, Shebot, Shebesvina, Enechonami, Kolika. Mash Medruzim, on the Yom, that it says, terrorists that are grown Bortis, and Besvina, those are so Kochush, that's not Chal, Bikurim at all. There's Rabbi Yochanan holds, like this Tanoim. Now, v'chulim, it says in Mishnah, einam boyis elam in amukha. All the terrorists can only come from Mukha. I mean, the shtei lechem, and the lechem upon them, and the shtei lechem, and the yom only comes from amukha. That's the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah means when it says, v'chulim, einam boyis elam in amukha. The other Gemara says, amri lo, that they said, yoichno, umamro lo Moshe. These two people said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in Mitzrayim, some said he was the Baksh, he was a kshofim of Mitzrayim, they said to Moshe, Tevin at Tomachnas Le'Ephraim, you want to bring straw into Ephraim, did you want to bring Tevin into Mitzrayim? Rashi says, Shumokam Harbei Tvua, there's a lot of Tvua there already. You want to bring more Tvua to send here, like Betania. Rashi says, Kacharetz Mitzrayim, Shim Leik Shofim, Tabola Shom Lasek Veshofim, like how come you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are bringing Kishuf, magicians, into Mitzrayim? We are full of it already. So, Omalu, Moshe answered back and said, Amri Inshi, people feel like this. Let Lamosa Yarka, Yarka Shokol, in a place where they sell a lot of vegetables, I'll bring my vegetables there and I'll get a good price there. So the kid says, since there's a lot of kishuf in there, yes, I'll bring my kishuf in here also. All right, we'll stop here. All right, we'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of this tape. At the end of the tape, then turn over. We'll continue on the next daf on the other side of this tape.